Lord, speak your word to each and every one of us. May none of us leave the same. We pray that you touch our hearts in a very special way. In Jesus' name, amen. We may take our seats in the presence of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus our Christ. Hallelujah. Like I keep saying, in the past, I used to think that Christ was his last name. I didn't realize that it was his title, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus the Mashiach, or Jesus the Messiah. Mashiach, Hebrew for Messiah. Christos, Messiah in Greek. Christ, the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And tomorrow, God willing, we celebrate Christ the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Many people have misunderstood Christmas, but Christmas is all about Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the president said it pretty well. Hallelujah. How many saw it? It was on Facebook. I don't know whether that was a reality, but he said, talked about Jesus, talked about God's Son, talked about our Savior, Christ the Lord. He said all that. Hallelujah. How many saw it?
Yeah.
He said that, Christmas is not about what many people think, but Christmas is about Jesus Christ, our Lord. He talked about the fact that he was born and he came to save. And he preached the gospel. Yeah. Donald Trump, I know. So that was a thumbs up for him. God is good. That if it was not just, I'm sure it was a real thing. It was on Facebook. But because sometimes Facebook, you see things that are not accurate. I remember during the Ebola crisis, I saw a video of someone who was like a zombie, someone who came back from the dead. And you see videos of mermaids. All those are not real. Hallelujah. But I believe that this one is real. Amen. But yet to be proved. Hallelujah. I want to thank God. Of course, we all know my sister. Well, we all know my brother-in-law and my sister. How many know them? Anyway, some of you are new. But Dr. Donko, known as Donkash. Hallelujah. And Esther Donko and the kids. We see two of them here and one with the kids. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are welcome.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is your home, of course. You all know them. Amen. So we're going to conclude with name it, claim it, and take it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was a very short series, actually a two-week series. Amen. And then tomorrow, God willing, we will celebrate Christmas. Hallelujah. So we are coming back to church for Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
Since Christmas is all about Jesus, we will come back to church to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The greatest thing that happened to mankind.
Hallelujah.
Was God sending his son, Jesus. Look at Galatians 4:4. Sending his son, Jesus, to come and die on the cross for our sins. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. So when the fullness of time was come, Christmas season, God sent his son into the world, born of a woman, the Virgin Mary. Immaculate what? Conception. Hallelujah. Where he was in the incarnation, when he came, God became a man. It was all on Christmas. Hallelujah. Amen. So we will talk a bit about that, God willing, tomorrow. Hallelujah. So let's finish with name it, claim it, and take it. Now, what does this mean? It means that you are looking for something, you name what you are looking for. I name that house. Am I preaching to somebody? I don't think, you know, people don't want a house here. I name that house.
Yes.
I claim the house as mine, and I take it.
Amen.
You want it?
Yes.
It's yours. Hallelujah. Six houses paid for cash.
Amen.
When I say cash, it means that paid for. That's paid for. It. Who wants it?
It's mine.
It's yours. Six houses paid for in full. Hallelujah. That's your portion. So we talked about name it, claim it, and take it. We started to talk about faith. Amen. And we said that Jesus always blessed faith people. Then we decided to talk about what faith is. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when you have faith, you actually don't have what you are looking for, but you have proof that you have it because the Bible says so. Because you see that now faith is the substance. So faith brings substance to things you are hoping for. We talked about the fact that hope is of the mind. We read from Romans chapter 15, verse 4, that hope is of the mind. Hope comes from learning. Hallelujah. Hope is the expectation of something you are hoping for in the future. Am I preaching to somebody? So I hope for the resurrection. I hope that on my wedding day it will not rain. I hope that it will not snow on my wedding day. That's if I do it in the winter. I hope. Am I saying something to somebody? Right. But faith brings substance to hope. Meaning that faith brings hope, which is a far distant thing, and brings it to now. Faith converts the immateriality of hope and converts it into substance. That's why the Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It means that hope is something that we expect, earnest expectation of something you are hoping for, you are believing for. But faith brings hope to now. But you cannot have faith without at least hoping for it, something. Oh, I hope that it will not rain on my wedding day. Then close to your wedding day, then you are converting that I hope maybe in the sweet by and by, hopefully it might not rain. You are converting that to, in Jesus' name, it's not going to rain on my wedding day.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then the evidence of things not seen. So it means that when you have faith, even though there is no evidence to back your faith physically, the Bible, once it's in the Bible, that's all the evidence you need. Am I saying something to someone? So the Bible says, and the evidence of things not seen. So it means that if I ask my sister for a phone, can I please have your phone? Before she even gives it to me, the Bible says that it is mine. So I've started to thank God for it because I know that I have evidence that I have it even before it comes to my hand. So what do you do when you get something from God? What do? You thank him. So even before I receive it, I start to thank him for it. Hallelujah. Because the evidence is already backed in the Bible. Let's turn to Mark 11, 22-24. Now, it's similar to your certificate. How many people, as soon as they get their bachelor's or their master's degree or their nursing degree or whatever degree you have, as soon as you get it, as soon as you graduate, how many know that at least in America, sometimes you have not even finished your course yet, but you have your certificate. But people can even get a job without the certificate, and then the company will say that, tell you that, look, once you have your certificate, we give you X number of months to produce a certificate. Right. So it means that even though you have not received the certificate in your hands, it is evident that you have the certificate, even before it's come to your hands. Why? Because you've passed through, you've walked. Amen. In the same way, even before you receive the thing you are looking for, you have it already. So it's the evidence of things you have not yet seen. And when you look at Mark 11, 22-24, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Then verse 23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when ye pray, not after you pray, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them. And he shall have them. Meaning that believe that the evidence is there already in the Bible. Evidence, which is admissible in the court of law, is already there. So you are thanking God in advance because you have the evidence that is yours. Only that it's not the answer has not come to you yet. I don't know whether I'm saying something to somebody. So you and I must realize that faith, if you have the thing you are looking for, then there's no need of faith. Faith is complete. As soon as my sister gives me the phone and it's in my hand, what am I believing for? I have it already. So the need for faith is when you don't have it yet, but you are convinced that it is yours before you have it. That's why faith is there. Because you have not seen it yet, but you have evidence of it. I don't know what I'm preaching to somebody. Wow. Hallelujah. Now look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. Faith is very mysterious. Hallelujah. Amen. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, what is the world? The world is everything we detest. The world is the things we are praying against. The world is famine. The world is difficulty. The world is sickness. The world is poverty. The world is lack of hope. The world is everything wrong. The world is depression. Now, the world is our enemy. Now, if the Bible is saying that whatever is born of God overcomes the world, it means the world is something we are overcoming. Amen. The world is our opponent. Am I preaching to somebody? Amen. So if the world is our opponent, then we get victory over the world only through our faith. Amen. So faith is very, very important. Like our sister Kunedu gave a testimony. She said, no, this thing, God is going to heal me today. And God healed her during the convention. She said, no, God has to heal me. And God, you are going to heal me. When God spoke to her, she sensed in her heart and knew that, look, today God is going to heal me. And God healed her. Hallelujah. You can put your hands together for Jesus, the healer. Hallelujah. Amen. And there are different types of faith. Amen. Amen. There is little faith. Look at Matthew chapter 14, verse 31. Every born-again Christian, according to Romans 12:3, has been given the measure of faith needed for victorious Christian living. Hallelujah. But there are different types of faith. Matthew chapter 14, verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? So anytime we doubt on a regular basis, we have little faith.
That's right.
Because Jesus spoke and said, why did you have little faith when he doubted?
That's right.
Am I preaching to somebody?
Yes.
And then look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 10. But let's go straight to verse 10, just for time's sake. You can read it later on. But there's also great faith. I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Where the centurion was able to tell Jesus, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. Even though you are going to lay hands on my servant, just speak the word. Because I'm a man under authority. I have people over me and I have people under me. And I tell one person, get up, he gets up. Sit down, they sit down. Go here, they go here. So because I'm a man of authority, I know that you are Christ. You are the authority of the whole universe. So when you say something, it will happen.
Amen.
So just say the word and I know my servant to be healed. Amen. Then Jesus said, I've not seen so great faith. No, not in Israel. So when you exhibit faith so that you know that once God speaks it, it is settled. It's great faith.
Amen.
Am I preaching to somebody?
Amen.
And then there is weak faith. Romans 4, 17 to 19. Weak faith. The Bible says, and Abraham not being weak in faith. There is weak faith. There is little faith. There is great faith. And there is weak faith. May your faith and my faith be strong and great faith.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that he staggered not at the promise of God, but was strong in faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at 2 Thessalonians 1:3. There is exceeding growing faith. All these, you can pray that God will increase your faith. And we will talk about how to develop your faith. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. But what we are looking for is because that your faith groweth exceedingly. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet. So Apostle Paul is saying that they are thanking God. He's thanking God for the people. And it is right to thank God for the people because their faith is growing exceedingly. May your faith grow exceedingly. Imagine, you see, so we are not talking about faith that is growing. We are talking about exceeding great faith, growing faith, exponentially growing faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see your faith growing.
Amen.
I said, I see your faith growing.
Amen.
Amen. And then Luke 17:5, there is increasing faith. And then there is unwavering faith, James 1:6. There is rich faith. Let's look at James 2:5, rich faith. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? So, rich in faith. I see you rich in faith.
Amen.
Yes. And then there is failing faith. May none of us have failing faith.
Amen.
Look at 1 Timothy 1:19. There is shipwrecked faith. Shipwrecked faith. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Made shipwrecked or shipwreck. The shipwrecked faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, how do you improve your faith? Because that is very important.
Preach.
Now, before that, you cannot walk with God without faith. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. So even to walk with God, you need faith. The Bible says, Enoch walked with God and was not. Because he pleased God. When you read Genesis, the Bible says that, and Enoch walked with God and was not, because God took him.
That's right.
Wow. And then God explains it further in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5 and 6. It says, and Enoch walked with God. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter. Very good. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Then verse 6, for without faith, it is impossible to please him. So you and I cannot please God without faith. For God to be happy with you and say, look, I'm happy with you, you can't do it without faith. God cannot be happy with you and I without faith. The word impossible means 0% probability. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Remember that everything will be driven by your faith. Everything we do is motivated by our faith.
Right.
Obeying God is motivated by our faith. Living right for God is motivated by our faith. Loving our neighbor is motivated by our faith. Loving God, everything we do is motivated by our faith. If you have faith in God, what is the backing? What's the proof? Faith can be seen. The Bible says when the paralytic was lowered in the Gospel of Mark, the Bible says, and Jesus, seeing their faith, saith unto him, thy sins are forgiven thee.
Amen.
So your faith can be seen.
Amen.
Am I preaching to somebody?
Yes.
Your faith can be seen. So even without faith, you cannot please God without faith. You cannot live for God without faith. Look at Hebrews 10:38. You cannot live for God. How are you going to live for someone you cannot see? Unless you have faith. Now the just shall live by faith. Now, this is from Habakkuk 2:4. It's either 2:4 or 4:2. I think it's 2:4. Let's try it. If it's not 2:4, it'll be 4:2. Now, the just shall live by faith. I like the way Habakkuk puts it. Habakkuk. Okay. No, 2:4 or 4:2. Very good. Habakkuk 2:4. Behold, his soul which is lifted up in is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Not your pastor's faith. For the just shall live by his faith. You and I cannot live for God without faith.
Preach.
Am I preaching to somebody?
Yes.
You and I cannot even be saved without faith. And finally, with this part, look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 2. Verse 1 and 2. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. You cannot have a good report in heaven without faith. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. So as you and I are here, there are some of us who have a good report in heaven, and there are some who don't. May you and I have a good report in heaven in Amen. Jesus' name.
Amen.
How do you develop your faith?
Preach.
Number one, Romans, we will definitely know this verse, Romans 10:17. The Bible prescribed way is how we will know. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we develop our faith, we improve our faith by hearing the word of God. The more you hear things, the more you believe them.
Hallelujah.
And doctors are the ones who are even, I mean, it's only a doctor of faith, like Don Cash or Dr. Donko and many of the other doctors who are in faith, who believe in prayer. Because the medical things, when the scan is there, it's only faith in God. Because everything in medical science says X. But it is only faith in God. Am I preaching to somebody?
Yeah.
Only faith in God that will prove, that will cause you to overturn the thing you've learned for many years. I don't know what I'm preaching to somebody. So it also means that let's take heed what we hear. If every time you are hearing from people who are always talking negatively, you are talking about people who are always trying to shut down your faith, turn away from them. The Bible talks about David. When David saw the battle and saw Goliath and saw Eliab and his brothers and they were in the war area, David said, the father sent him, Jesse, to give bread and loaves to them. When David saw the brothers, he asked, what's going on? The brother said, oh, look at you. I know the naughtiness of your heart. What are you doing here? I know you've come to spy the war. What have you done with the few sheep you have? The Bible says, and David said, what have I to do with you? Do I not have a cause? Then he turned away to another who would hear him. There are many times that when people are trying to drown your faith, you turn away. It doesn't mean you neglect them. It doesn't mean that you stop talking to them. But so far as that condition or that particular situation is concerned, that particular issue, turn away. Talk to them about every other thing, but don't talk to them about the thing that they are trying to kill in your faith. I don't know, I'm preaching to somebody. Turn away. Because what you hear is going to affect your faith. Am I preaching to somebody? When you are listening to the news and you are getting all the statistics, you are watching horror movies, you are always watching court TV and forensic files. If you are always watching that, at a point when you are even, when you hear noise in your house, you are afraid. I don't know, I'm preaching to somebody. What you hear, what you read affects you. So take heed what you hear. I don't know that I'm preaching to somebody. Sometimes even racism and tribalism is all affected. There are some people, their tribe. There's a tribe in Ghana where Pastor Elom is from.
my people.
Hey! There are certain tribes you cannot, no, in fact, you cannot marry him. I don't know what the thing, you cannot marry him. He's from that tribe. No, you can't marry him. Look, I've seen ladies who should have been married by now. But the mother or daddy says that over my dead body. You are not marrying the person. So sometimes I ask, so how many siblings do you have? They'll say, okay, I have two sisters or whatever, three sisters. Then I ask them, now, your sisters, did they marry from the tribe you are talking, your parents are happy about? They said yes. Are they married happily? In fact, they are divorced. Then I ask myself, so what is the goal? Is the goal just to marry someone and be miserable or divorce? Oh, I'm preaching to somebody.
Yeah.
Or is it just because of the tribe? Sometimes we have to focus on the right things.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Oh, the fact that you know 10 people who were swindlers or who left their wives to marry people from their tribe does not mean that every person from that tribe will do it. But it is because of what you've been hearing. Oh, I'm preaching. Oh, what do you think? Yeah. It's because of what you are hearing. The hearing affects people. What about the... Then I gave examples of different people from the Pastor Elon's tribe who are still happily married for many years. And I say, compare the two. Your sister or this person? Which one will your parents want? Of course, we need to honor our parents. That's why when someone comes to me and the parent says that, or someone comes to me telling me that my father or mother said, I cannot marry this tribe or this from this country, I tell them that I can't officiate any wedding without the parents approving it, because the parents give birth to you, it's their right. But let's pray.
Right.
Talk to them. I
That's
coach them as to what to say. And I've seen those people marry.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that tribe, that away thing, I've still not been able to. The parents have not been convinced yet. I've not seen one yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And sometimes the family members are, sometimes that lady or guy, especially the lady, after 10 years, 15 years, they are 40, 45, and they are still single. It's all because of what you hear.
That's right.
It's all because of what?
What
you
hear.
So let's be careful about what we hear.
Amen.
It's true. There are some people who are predisposed to certain things. Like Gans. I'm a Gan. I'm from the Gan tribe. And I know they box. They like boxing. That's true. It's true. I'll beat you right now. You fall down. But it's not everyone. When you are a Christian, it can change.
Amen.
I said it can change.
Amen.
As a Christian, it can change. So don't allow what you are hearing all the time to affect you. I know the box. I'm from that tribe. I know it. August Society from that tribe. We know it. They'll blow you. They'll punch you right. You fall down right now. As you're falling down, they'll get when they are on the floor, like our cousin. As on the floor. Hey, when I get up, what I do to you? Beat you. You'll be on the floor. When I get up, that's my tribe. But There are people who don't do that in my tribe. I'm like that. My sister is like, I'm sure Gus is like that. Well, when he gets married, we'll know. But he's like that. He's the drama. He doesn't box. When you see him, you don't. He doesn't look like someone who box you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's be careful what we hear. Number two, yeah, and also let's guard our ears, because faith is of the heart. And the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So let's be careful what we hear. Am I preaching?
Amen.
And the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. What is in your heart will come out of your mouth.
Amen.
So what comes out of your mouth on a regular basis? Is it doubt? Oh, I don't think I can do it. I failed this time. I failed that time. I failed for 3 times in a row. Most likely I'll fail again. It shows that there's a little faith, very little faith in you. If that's all you are saying, it shows that in your, when you're in church, oh, hallelujah, I'll pass. Oh, hallelujah, it's working. But when you're home, that where there's no need for hallelujah, it's working. Then we see what really is going on. What do you say in your unguarded moments? What comes out of your mouth on a regular basis? When you are in a situation, when you are going through a difficulty, when you are going through a trial, when you are going through a test, what comes out of your mouth? Is it doubt? Is it that, oh, maybe it's not going to work? Or, thank God it didn't work before, but blessed be God, it's worked already.
Amen.
What is the? What are you going to say? Hallelujah. So let's guard our ears.
Preach.
Am I preaching?
You're preaching?
Fear is negative faith.
That's right.
Fear. 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 Fear is an evil spirit. 2 Timothy 1:7. Fear is an evil spirit. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Anytime you are afraid, realize that power to act is taken from you. Power to do what you need to do to succeed in life has been stripped from you. Anytime you are afraid, love, true love is stripped away. Because when you are afraid that you are going to lose something, you are afraid that something negative is going to happen, you stop loving. You now start to suspect, and you now start to fear and start to act in a wrong way. And then sound mind is taken away. Then all of a sudden, you are always depressed. You are always thinking. You are now going off. You are no more sound. You are no more stable in your mind. You are no more alert. You are no more sober to be able to see right and wrong because you are afraid. So you and I, anytime fear comes, rebuke the spirit of fear. Say, in Jesus' name, use your sword to cast that demon. In Jesus' name, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, amen, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And I cast you out, spirit of fear, in Jesus' name. Oh, amen. Come and see you flee.
Preach it.
You flee. Amen. Resist the devil and he will walk away from you.
Amen.
You? No, you can't find that in the Bible. Resist the devil and he will walk away from you. Resist the devil and he will run from you. Flee is in between running and flying. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You flee. Flee. Number two, faith is affected by what you see. Faith is affected by what you see. But the Bible way is what we just finished talking about. Faith comes by hearing. What you see is inferred, but you can't see it clearly. Mark 14:30. And Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock, Matthew 14:30. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Now, Jesus is told them, the disciples, go ahead of me. Then, late at night, they saw someone walking on water. The apostles were afraid because imagine a ghost or spirit is walking towards you in the boat. And as you are screaming, it's still walking because you were so far. And it was just them in the boat. So they started to scream. And as he came close, Jesus said, anytime God sends a messenger or God is speaking, you always hear that word, do not fear. Because fear is an evil spirit. So Jesus said, do not fear, it is I. Then Peter said, if it is you, Lord, bid me come. So Jesus said, come. Then Peter got on the water. Water. I'm not talking about pavement. Water. True. Daniel, think about it. Water. They started to walk. So he was walking. Why? Because he was looking at Jesus. Then as soon as he turned to see the waves which were already there when he started to walk, then he began to sink. Why? Because the waves were boisterous and bigger than him. When you look at your circumstances, when you look at your problems, which are bigger than you, a problem means it's bigger than you. When you look at your problem, you begin to sink. But when you turn your focus on Jesus, your problems diminish and your problems are vaporized.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why God told Caleb and Joshua, you are the ones who are going to enter the promised land. Only the two of you, adults, the rest will be children, your children. Only the two of you. Why? Because the 12 spies were sent. 10 of them brought an evil report. Yes, there were giants in the land. It's clear. I mean, how can you lie and say, my bank account is not negative? So I'm going to write a false check by faith. I'm going to write a check by faith when you are negative $5. That's not what you're talking about. Acknowledge that your account is negative and then have faith that your account will be positive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So there are giants in the land. The spies said, 10 spies said they are giants in the land and we look like grasshoppers in their sight and we are not able. That is true. But Caleb and Joshua did not just focus on the problem. They said, it is true that there are giants in the land, and we look like grasshoppers, but our God is bigger.
Amen.
I said what? Our God is bigger. And if our God is bigger than the giants, if our God is bigger than the problem, then I shouldn't fear the problem any longer.
Amen.
A problem means that it's something that is difficult to solve and that you need extra help to solve. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you would see that Peter was affected by what he saw.
That's right.
So you and I must stop. I said, and I, meaning that I'm also in that situation, I'm believing God to stop it. You and I must take our eyes off the problem and fix our eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I don't know I'm preaching to you or not. Wherefore, seeing we also as compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, about to so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Looking unto Jesus. You don't understand, Pastor. I'm sinking hard. Looking unto Jesus. Someone got their praise misplaced. A true story. Talking to the pastor. Oh, I've got the devil on the run. He's running hard. The pastor said, praise God. The only problem is that I'm running. He's after me. Did you get that? Someone said, I've got the devil on the run. And the devil, I've got him running hard. Many of us would assume that it means, as a Christian, it means that you are praying the devil out of the situation and you are overcoming. But the woman said, I'm the one running and the devil is the one chasing me with the problems. No. Rather, say that I've got the devil on the run because I've allowed God and I've prayed and God is dealing with the situation.
Amen.
God is bigger than my problem.
Amen.
God is bigger than any situation.
Amen.
God is bigger than any problem.
Amen.
God is the God who specializes in the impossibilities.
Amen.
God said, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
Hallelujah.
Is there anything too hard for me? There is nothing too hard for our God. Oh, you can put your hands together for the Lord. There's nothing too hard for him. And then finally, faith comes by using it. Luke 19, 12 to 17. Faith comes by using it. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then he came to the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well done, well, thou good servant. Because thou hast been faithful in a very little, thou hast authority over 10 cities. Hallelujah. So he used the measure of faith given, and God multiplied it. Anytime you use what you have, you get more. Anytime you use, you gain by trading. That's that principle of gaining by trading. Use your faith, it will cause you to develop your faith. Because when you use your faith, you are developing your faith. Faith is needed when there is a resistance. So there's a resistance, like weightlifting. You are lifting weights to overcome the resistance. So anytime you lift weights for 10 months or 6 months, the weight you are lifting, you can easily lift much more than that.
That's
because
right.
You have overcome, you've developed resistance against the resistance.
Really?
Or you've developed strength against the resistance. Then you become a muscle or muscle man.
Amen.
Am I preaching? So in the same way, when you use your faith, something is opposing you and you use your faith to overcome it.
Amen.
Every time you do it, you get more faith.
Amen.
You trust God more. You know that God can do it more.
Amen.
Am I preaching to somebody? Use your faith. Use it. Develop your faith. Use it and you will see that you become a giant in the faith.
Amen.
You become known as someone who is great in faith. You'll be known as someone who has mighty, great, overcoming faith.
Amen.
World overcoming faith.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we stand to our feet?
Hallelujah.
And let's ask the Lord to give us more grace. World overcoming faith. No one should pray unless if you are not yet a born again Christian, you can pray for faith. But if you are born again Christian, don't pray for faith. Pray that God will increase your faith, because God has allotted to every Christian the measure of faith. So God, increase my faith is our prayer. Ask God to increase your faith. Increase my faith, Lord. Increase my faith, Lord. Increase my faith. Increase my faith. Increase it, Lord. Increase it, Lord. Increase it. Ask the Lord to increase your faith. Ask the Lord to increase it. Yes. Lord, increase my faith.
Liba gada baga dalaga gross desovedalaba shata vadobosa.
Oh yes, Lord, increase our faith, Lord. Increase our faith. To rest upon your word, to trust your promises, Lord. To hope in you, O God. To stand upon your word, Lord. Oh, to see, keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord.
Increase it, Lord.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus,
increase
in
my
the
faith,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, son, da,
mandala, ask him to do it. Li grotes
of the gonda gandalaga, robala gatazavade.
Before we sing a few songs, are you here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? You are not born again. If you are not born again, that measure of faith you don't have. If you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. I repent of my sins and I want to turn away from sin and I need Jesus' help. And I want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to be born again. If you are here like that, lift your hands and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here who wants to say, Pastor, pray with me? Let's all repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come to you.
I come to you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I confess.
I confess.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe.
I believe.
That he died on the cross.
That he died on the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe
that his blood was shed.
That his blood was shed.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I believe.
I believe.
That God raised him from the dead.
That God raised him from the dead.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
From all unrighteousness.
From all unrighteousness.
From today,
from today,
I would purpose to live for Jesus.
I would purpose to live for Jesus.
I would purpose to walk in faith.
I would purpose to walk in faith
and to live in faith
and to live in faith
in God,
in God,
in Jesus Christ,
in Jesus Christ,
in Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's just bless the Lord with a song before we take our seats.
One thing I ask. And it's one thing I see, that I may dwell in your house, O Lord, my King. All the days of my life, I want to gaze upon your beauty and seek you in this holy place. Fix my eyes on you, the author of my faith, casting aside every sin and every way. this world and fade away. One thing I am, and this one thing I see, that I may dwell in your house, O Lord, my King. Oh, all the days of my life, I want to gaze upon your beauty and seek you in this home.
One thing for the last time.
One thing I am, it's one thing I see, that I may dwell in your house, O Lord my King. All the days of my life, I want to gaze upon your beauty. Holy place.
Father God, we bless and worship you this afternoon. Thank you that your word is true. We thank you for the gift of faith. We thank you that our faith will grow exceedingly. Thank you for increasing faith. Thank you for great faith. Thank you for world overcoming faith that you have given to us. In Jesus' name, amen. We may take our seats and welcome Pastor Elam.
Hallelujah. Amen.